And in the wake of the attack in Nairobi, Al-Shabaab appears to be less an insurgent movement and more of a terrorist group. But whether that means they're stronger or weaker is a matter of debate, as NPR's Tom Jilton reports.
Al-Shabaab has been around for years as a militia group fighting for territory in Somalia. Then suddenly, Al-Shabaab militants turn up in a ritzy shopping mall in Kenya, dressed in casual clothes and gunning down men, women, and children.
A week ago, Al-Shabaab wasn't in the news, and arguably outside of Somalia, no one really cared about them.
Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism expert at Georgetown University and the RAND Corporation.
Today, they've dominated the headlines for nearly a week. They've been successful in staging an enormously bloody terrorist event. And it's catapulted itself back into prominence as one of the major terrorist forces in the world today.
But as a terrorist force, not an insurgent force, that was the old Al-Shabaab, the one defeated by the Somali military and African Union forces. Under pressure, it's been transformed. No more fighting head-on, trying to hold territory. Instead, it's allied with Al-Qaeda and dedicated to global jihad. Catherine Zimmerman has been following Al-Shabaab as an analyst at the American Enterprise Institute.
It is much leaner than it was, and many of the individuals who were there purely to fight an insurgency have peeled away. So what we have now is a strong contingent of individuals who are in Al-Shabaab because it is an Al-Qaeda affiliate.
Westgate was not its first big terrorist attack. That was in Uganda 3 years ago. But that attack was controversial within Al-Shabaab. Some of the group's more traditional leaders opposed it. But those leaders, Zimmerman says, have since been purged.
The leadership is now united in conducting these sorts of attacks abroad in a way that it wasn't 3 years ago.
And the Westgate attack showed that Al-Shabaab now has significant capability as a terrorist group. But does that necessarily make it stronger?
My view is that Al-Shabaab has really taken kind of a desperate stand here with this kind of attack.
Andrew McGregor is a terrorism analyst with the Jamestown Foundation.
Knowing that there will be inevitable retaliation, possibly ending the existence of Al-Shabaab as an organization, and even more probably ending the existence of much of its leadership.
McGregor thinks the United States, Kenya, and other governments will now be even more determined to go after Al-Shabaab. And he does not see this big attack as bringing the group more outside support. A lot of its income, McGregor says, has come from Somalis abroad, the diaspora.
Now, I think a lot of the diaspora community is not going to look very favorably on this because now Somalis will be viewed in these other foreign countries as potential security risks.
McGregor does say he's in the minority in thinking the Kenya attack showed Al-Shabaab's decline, not its reemergence. Examples from other countries may be useful here. Georgetown University's Bruce Hoffman compares Al-Shabaab with the group AQI, Al-Qaeda in Iraq. It once controlled territory in Iraq, was beaten, but lately has carried out attacks in Syria.
We thought that Al-Qaeda in Iraq was crushed in 2009, 2010, but it merely reinvented itself as a terrorist organization, and one could argue is now even more formidable and more consequential. Much like Al-Shabaab, it's operating on a transnational playing field.
Counterterrorism officials do point out that Al-Shabaab, like AQI, is fighting a largely regional struggle. Despite the big attack in Kenya, they say Al-Shabaab is not yet seen as threatening the U.S. homeland. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.